In
the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. We are blessed this month to have 5 Sundays. Today is the 29th day of the month of Bashans. And always on the 29th of every month, we celebrate the feasts of Annunciation and the birth and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we heard now, the Archangel Gabriel said to Saint Mary, the selected woman to become the Mother of God, he said to her that she will conceive with the Son, and his name is Jesus. When the Lord was born in the manger, the angels went to the shepherds, and they preached to them the birth of our Lord, saying, today, in the city of Judea in Bethlehem, a boy born, he is the Savior, Christ Jesus. Today we want to meditate according to the time that the Lord will give us, about this blessed name, this wonderful name, Jesus. Jesus is the most wonderful and sweet name in the whole world. And this name was from the beginning. I mean, this name was before the ages, before the creation. The Son was known in heavens with the name of Jesus. For your information also, only in the New Testament, the name Jesus was mentioned more than 600 times, and it is the most name which was mentioned in the Bible. And after Christianity spread in the world and the people started to convert into Christianity, the old Christians refused to call any one of their sons Jesus. There was a man believed on the hands of Saint Paul. His name was Jesus. And as it is written in Colossians 4, that Saint Paul changed his name from Jesus to Justus, or Justus, for the name of Jesus to become only for our Lord Jesus. Now, what is the meaning of Jesus? Jesus is Savior. The name of Jesus means Savior. He saved us. He is our Savior. And without his name, as all of us know, no name was given under the heavens by which we will be saved except the name of Jesus. Jesus is the incarnate God, the second person of the Holy Trinity. And in the introduction of the Creed, we call him the Pride of the Apostles, the Crown of the Martyrs, the Joy of the righteous, the steadfastness of the churches, and the forgiveness of sins. There were some prophets named the same name, like Joshua. Joshua means in Arabic Yeshua, and Yeshua and Yeshua is the same name, because in the Hebrew S and H are one letter. Yeshua means Yeshua, means Joshua. There was also another prophet called Hosea, and Hosea in Arabic means Husha, the same name. And all these names mean God saves, Allah yukhalas. If you want to make a quick comparison between Joshua and Jesus, Joshua, who became the disciple, or who was the disciple of Moses and led the children of Israel to the promised land after the death of Moses, we can say that the law was given to Moses, but Jesus fulfilled the law with the grace and truth. Joshua crossed the people from the wilderness to the promised land, but Jesus crossed the church from the valley of the shadow of death to the freedom of the glory of the children of God. Joshua gave rest in body to the children of Israel, but our Lord Jesus Christ gave us the true rest through his resurrection and through his ascension and through his sitting at the right hand of the Father with our glorified body that he took from the Mother of God. Unfortunately, the Jews misunderstood the word salvation. They were waiting for the Messiah, thinking that the Messiah will free them from the zig or invasion of the Romans. But our Lord Jesus Christ was coming not to free us from the slavery of the people, but from the slavery of Satan and the sin. We are saved through his life. And we have to understand the word salvation. Salvation means I am supposed to die, and someone else agreed to take my death on himself and to die for me. Then he saved me from death to life. And salvation was the main goal of the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Romans 5, he explains that, St. Paul explains that when he was speaking about the sin of Adam and the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Romans 5, he said, "For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. This is the meaning of salvation. This is the meaning of salvation. Unfortunately, through the businesses, through the involvements of this world, we forget these facts. We always forget it, but we should not forget it. He is our Savior. He is our Jesus. That's why we repeat this name in a lovely way. We repeat this name in our praises, in our prayers. There is no prayer whatsoever without mentioning the word Jesus. Jesus is my Savior. Jesus also did not save me only from the sin, but from all the tidings of the sin. Everything around the sin. And we'll see it later. But at least now, let us speak quickly about five main items of the salvation of Jesus, the Savior. Number one. Salvation is for all. Salvation is for all. Salvation is not for a specific people, not for a specific group, not for a specific church, not for a specific city, but salvation is for all. That's why St. Paul said to his disciple Timothy in the first epistle, Chapter 2, listen with me please. No, chapter 1, 15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. In another translation, to save all people, all sinners. This is number one. So, every one of us has his portion in the salvation, in Jesus the Savior. Number two. The proof of that, when you come to Jesus crucified, you will find him opening his arms for you, to take you in his bosom. And he still opened his arms on the cross to say, my arms are open to every one of you. Salvation is for all. Number two, salvation is for free. No one pays anything for the salvation. No one shared with our Lord Jesus Christ on his fulfillment of the salvation of the cross. All the people were disabled and unable to share with our Lord Jesus Christ his sufferings. So he paid my price. Only he paid it. That's why St. Paul said, by the grace you have been saved through faith. بِالنَّعْمَةُ أَنْتُمْ مُخَلَّصُونَ. And this is not for you or from you. So as not anyone to say, I shared with the salvation. This is number two. Number three. Although the salvation is for all, Although the salvation is free, but unfortunately not everyone comes to this salvation with his heart. Salvation is available, but it is not something to be forced on me. I have to accept it, and I have to work on it. Some people were called virgins. They were 10. 5 wise and 5 foolish. And the 5 foolish slept without having oil in their vessels with their lamps. Although the salvation was available to them, but unfortunately, when the bridegroom came, there was no enough oil in the lamps to lit. We have to know that. And it is not the fault of God. It's my fault. It's not that he was a little bit, God forbid, careless. No. He gave me the salvation completely. But my role, my turn, is to accept the salvation and work on it to keep my lamp enlightened. When he comes, he may find me ready. Number 4. Iba, number 1, salvation is for all. Number 2, salvation is for free gift. Number 3, salvation is not given to everyone, not because of God, but because of me. When I am not ready, when I sleep with the foolish version. Number 4, this salvation, the only way to get this salvation is the sacraments, which the church puts to me from the mouth of the Lord to perform, to live. That's why from the very beginning in the Acts of Apostles number 2, when the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples, and when after St. Peter spoke, the people were cut in heart and said, "What shall we do, brethren?" And immediately the sacraments started. Repentance, confession, Holy Communion, repentance and confession, baptism and confirmation, in one word, in one verse. And later, the Holy Communion. So, the church lives the salvation through the sacraments. That's why we need to repent. That's why we need to confess. That's why we need to be baptized. That's why we need to be confirmed with the Holy Spirit in the Mayroon. That's why we need to receive the Holy Communion, forgiveness of sins, and down payment of the eternal life. And this is the salvation.